tell me a story in this century and moment of mania. Tell me a story. From a poem by Robert Penn Warren.
Nancy Chen Long is the author of Wider Than the Sky, which won the Diode Editions Book Award, and Light Into Bodies, which won the Tampa Review Prize for Poetry. Her work has been supported by a National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship and the Poetry Society of America Robert H. Winner Award. Welcome to The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Nancy, what poems have you brought for us today?
Your brain doesn't contain memories. It is memories. If light is to the eye as language is to the mind, then memories are stories written upon the brain, and to be written upon is to be forever changed. Why is it so difficult for me to learn to see? Just a slip of evening light can transform the willow outside of my kitchen window. The weight of a million memories bends the tree's supple branches, of this I am certain, into the silhouette of my mother. She's singing, "God forgets our sins," as she tends the garden, pulling weeds, tilling forgiveness into the soil, kneading the clay earth, the heft of it in her hands, like a god fashioning a sinless child. Count them, the ways a parent can love a child encased in a 3-pound mound of gray matter. I am a memory seed scattered, destined for trial and error. Shall I grow into oleander? It would require a pound of my flesh. Or into a useful maple, my utility in shade and sweet? Of this I am never certain. Those who know no different, can they remain blameless? After all, a child begins by imitating her parents. They will seem to her as gods. Her sight will be hers only when she can detect a difference between air and water, breathing and swallowing. It's as if the hers and theirs are inseparable. Parents, they have no choice but to pass on what is encoded. The child's brain will do its part, processing the stimulus in harmony with its programming. As a child grows, she embraces the scorched language of her family, which syllable must be swallowed no matter what, even if no one is breathing. From the hollow of a willow, a lullaby echoes. It's recorded in my DNA, that sound. Narrative is the native tongue of the brain. If our life is what our thoughts make it, if our brain does not stream memories, but rather reassembles them from fragments stored throughout the brain, if we don't remember an event, but we remember, instead, the last time we tried to remember it, if we fold in our friend's recollection that it was a jeweled, ice-blue January day when the car dove off the causeway into the lake, and his story supplants our memory of an Easter thunderstorm, such that we no longer remember the storm until we read of it years later in an old journal, being battered by the rain as we fumble to fix the broken windshield wiper, the left veer into the lake to avoid the dark suggestion of a deer, the hair-raising tingle on our skin as lightning struck the shore. Then we must be mutable, mustn't we? Forever home, forever foreign, creating ourselves as we go. Echo. What happened here, I ask, touching a notch on the outer bark of a tree's cross-section. A branch was once there, my husband replies. Starting in the heartwood, the tree's rings ripple around the cleft like waves. Year after year, the tree remembered the missing, recorded echoes of the branch that had been destroyed.
You've been listening to poems by Nancy Chen Long on The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.